Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Justice White, and I'm back for a second show.
That's right, your boy Giovanni.
Hold up. And we got Mr. Love and Hip Hop in the building, Zellswag.
Oh, the infamous.
Okay, so I've known you for a long time. I have to tell you, you are good to watch on TV.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So what's interesting, you know, and I'm glad that I was able to get you in the same room with Giovanni, who's been terrified of you coming on our show.
Why? You see me all the time. I
know,
I
never knew you was gay until the show.
What?
Nah, because every time I would see him out,
I'm with some bad bitches.
You always with bad bitches. That's a given. But like, I seen you on some hood thug shit one day.
Because that's who I am.
But it came out. It went from like it went from all the S's being pronounced to nigga, what's the fuck up, nigga?
Right.
Like, and it just,
right
it just so when I found out you was gay, it wasn't nothing like that. It just scared me. Like, oh shit.
I get that a lot because, like, you know, I'm a real nigga, so I carry myself as that. So definitely when I'm in public, when you see me, you gonna see a nigga who. My sexuality don't carry who I am or I make agree. Me who I am.
Absolutely, but I'm just saying before I seen the show, you even didn't look gay to me.
But right. this is a conversation.
What the gay look
so
like?
let me tell you, I know that everybody's I know everybody's gonna watch your show. And everybody's gonna watch your show. I had a conversation with Mona Scott the other day. That's the point. Every gay person doesn't have to be girl.
I know
girl.
That.
Wait, no, but I'm just saying because I will tell the story. The first time I met Floyd, he said, "Oh, yo, you cool. Let's get him some rainbow TMT gear." I said, "Motherfucker, I'm not no Skittle."
I would have been so mad.
But the point is that we're not all sissies doing all kinds of sissies. Not just, I don't even want to say sissy because now I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail. But you know, I say tranny, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, definitely.
No, he cool as fuck. Every time I see him, we show love.
But you were terrified. Person.
Thank you.
Yeah, because he bigger than me.
I mean, we about the same size.
No, man. I'm a little.
You know, I am a football player. I did play football in high school.
But you got to stop talking like that because
All-American.
Because the way you're talking, because the way you're talking, like that's typically how bottoms how I deal with.
Anyway, you was an All-American football player.
Yeah, you know, I played. Yeah, I was defensive end. You know, I ran track, all state.
Wow.
You know, I still got records.
Yeah, I think it's a misconception about gay men in general because a lot of my gay friends, they don't act gay. They just like. I don't know what acting gay is, but they're not more.
No, because I can put on a real gay act, like you know what I'm saying. You know,
I've seen you. Yeah, I've seen you do both.
You see me do. Yeah, you see me swirl around when I'm in my comfort zone.
So right.
I said, okay, I'm with some girls. I'm with a supermodel. Why wouldn't I swirl and twirl with her? That's the best time to swirl and twirl when you with a supermodel.
So for our audience that don't understand what's happening,
Zell
is being what we call a Kiki.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I'm glad that he was able to be here, and you feel safe.
What? Yeah, but I was gonna say, now do the thug straight shit you do.
This is just me all day like this. Like, what's good? Like when you.
But that's
me,
because
like,
you
good?
Always ready to turn up,
you know,
though.
Like, good. How you doing?
Because you waiting for a nigga to try you.
It's Halloween. We are not gonna come in here and dress up like Trey today. You trying to get us to go there?
What the
you
fuck
know?
Is
I'm giving
Trey?
My little Trey. Rough Rider.
That's Trey.
My rough '90s Rough Riders. You know,
is this Trey? Is this Trey?
You know,
tell
I mean,
people what trade
I
is.
Wouldn't say it's trade. I'm just, this is just how I dress. But you can say that. Like, you know, trade is like something like where like a gay guy like is kind of like trying to give off being straight.
Very straight.
Like a straight, like, you know what I'm saying?
A scam.
By the way, you have no shirt on.
He said a scam.
I barely wore a shirt all season.
You have no shirt on, and you reminded me of the time we had Safari in here, but we don't have the coconut oil.
Safari's trade?
No, that's my brother.
Shout out to Safari.
He was in here with a girl that putting baby oil on him.
Safari is that man.
That's my G.
Okay, so let's get into it. So we're because I've never even asked you this, and again, I say this about you. Like I've known you for a long time. I don't know your background, like where you come from. So where are you from? Like, tell where you're from, and then how you got here.
Okay,
LA.
So I'm originally from Hamilton, Ohio.
Midwest.
Yep. I went to middle school and high school out in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
I mean, I start working with, the first person who I actually started working with who actually gave me a start was Derek J. You know why? Because I used to talk so much shit on Twitter, and like I remember him and Kim was on the bus when they had on
Kim, Kim, oh Kim Zolciak. Okay.
They had on like the little Daisy dudes, like, and I tweeted like, "Oh my god!" And that's like, and him, both of them tweeted back like, "Oh, you can do better." So like Derek J, like, you know, hey, gave me a shot. You know, really, it came to like he liked at me. You know what I'm saying? But like I was like, "Oh no!" Like because like I just started messing with guys like. At the age 23. Before that, I had only messed with women.
So are you bisexual?
I definitely would say I'm bisexual. It's just that like my grandma told me, don't do both at the same time.
Okay, I respect that.
Grandma said, don't do both at the same time. So I listened to her. So like, so it's been from 23 to now 29. Just guys.
And that's why when we interviewed Floyd Mayweather here last 2 weeks ago and you were here and I mentioned my ex-girlfriend, y'all looked at me like I had shit on my face. We do have our own experience. Journey.
How do you go back?
That's about to be my journey, so hopefully you get to see that soon.
Okay, wait. I can't even deal. First of all, I ain't going back because I just... You miss vagina?
I do.
See?
It's not only the vagina. It's the whole thing about a woman that I miss because like...
the softness, the intimacy?
All of that because like I'm not like that with a man. Like it's just straight, I want to fuck and you get out of my life.
Punch
like,
nigga in the face.
I've never been
get,
in
get
like
out
a...
Get my life. Not
I've
even
never
my
been
bed,
in like a true,
life.
Real relationship with a guy.
Okay.
I didn't have relationships or I didn't have guys think that they was in a relationship or things like that.
But to you,
no,
it was
to
never...
To that point because I met you actually through a friend of mine.
Yeah, your friend Joe
this
Exclusive.
This is Hollywood Unlocked on Censor, honey.
Yeah,
we throw names
Joe Exclusive.
He's talking about
Joe Exclusive.
What's good?
That's your ex, right?
So
something like that.
You guys were like in
We was in a relationship visually. So when you say like, oh yeah, that's your boyfriend. But as we got home, like I wasn't like a real boyfriend to him. Like we didn't have sex. Like we barely had. Like were intimate at all.
So how did you meet Joe Exclusive? Because if you were in Arizona or were you in
Atlanta? At this time I lived in Atlanta. And I was working with Mimi and K Michelle on Love and Hip Hop.
And you were doing styling there.
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop. Like I had already been on Housewives of Atlanta. I was on the episode of Housewives.
So you were grinding.
Yeah, I was in this and I had already did Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, working with the girls on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Mimi and K Michelle. And yeah, so Joe, I just, you know, just late night, I'm just up, like, on Instagram, and, like, I see a DM from something, like, and he's like, oh, you look nice, and I just look, he was all that, I was like, okay, cool, he's like, I would love to have you come to LA, I'm like, shit, I don't got shit going on, I don't got no clients or nothing like that going on right now, like, I didn't know who this guy was, I was just like, cool, I can...
But did you scroll down his Instagram and say, he knows a few people, let me go and make a play?
No, definitely I scrolled down it because I'm not going to fly out to someone that's broke or look broke. So, of course, I'm going to scroll down Instagram and say, okay, cool, he's been to a nice few places. One thing I didn't know about Joe until I actually lived with him that he was a stylist. That I didn't know.
So you weren't aware of that?
He already knew that about me.
Oh, so you weren't aware of that?
Huh?
So you weren't aware that he was a
stylist? No, I did not. Until I saw pictures of Keisha Cole just randomly on the floor that he used to use to like prop the door open. I was like, why do you got these pictures? He's like, oh, I used to work with her. I was like, do what with her? Like,
you got the Keisha Cole pictures on the floor?
Yeah, he used to use to prop the door open. Like when he cooked and be burning shit, he used to have to open up the door. He used to use her picture to prop the... Like, I was like, he's like, oh, I used to work with her. And I was like, work with her how? Like, what do you do? Because I didn't know.
But did you, preparing to get on a plane, I mean, I know.
Because
there's people that's watching the show that are saying, well, how you just go get on a plane to see somebody? Wait, that's not a stylist. And I will say, as a conduit of Orbitz.com, it actually happens.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, definitely. Joe, let me tell you something about this guy. Joe is a guy that, like, loves to boast his life to younger guys that he think that he can use his life to get them and be sexual with them and all of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I peeped it from the beginning. So the thing is like, you can't get me because I'm going to get you first. That just is what it was. That's a game that I played with him the whole time. You think
you're
going to get
me? Maybe you misread that because I know he loved you.
He loved me at the after he got to see who I really was.
But he's still in before he got there.
And the thing is, I love Joe too. I'm never with denied. I don't love Joe or like that. I hate him. I just hate the things that he's doing right now. But like, I don't hate him. I love him. He helped me out when I was in need of help. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm never gonna shit on. I mean, I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna never shit on nobody that did that, because when it comes to a time, you're saying
you're humble enough to say he was there for me at a time that I needed somebody.
Definitely. If I go outside right now and break my leg and everybody around me fall off, I know one person I can call on. I know Joe will make sure that I'm good. Some boys, I don't give a fuck who he talking to, what nigga he got, or what he got going on in the world. Mm-hmm. I know that he gonna come through. And that's just the relationship that we have. That like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I've never seen any public shitting on each other until this show, because there's been a lot going on. I did see the post that you posted where you put Masika, Ray, and Joe in a line, and you said
Halloween has started early, okay? And it did. Like, don't, my thing is, like, I can be cool with everybody. Like, I will be cool with anybody, but soon
we've had conflict and we've sat down like men and dealt with it.
You know me. What you see on TV is...
You are who you are.
Exactly. Thank you. So when I had a problem with the cameras rolling.
Well, I will say, I don't... Privately, what I love about the time that people try to manifest conflict with us is that Zell will allow you to have a conversation. You can have a conversation. Definitely. We had a great conversation. Definitely. And I said to him, listen, I know you worked hard to get to where you are right now, and I know you're going to be good at what you're doing.
Definitely.
Just don't lose yourself in the process. But definitely, we were able to have a conversation. The one thing I will say and watch you in the show, I don't know you to always be on 1,000 all the time, but I know I see you and Paris Phillips in the back. I see y'all videos and stuff.
You guys are fine. You know, we always on 10. Like, you know, like, but like, like, you got to be on 1,000 when it's five cameras in front of me and I feel like it's these million people watching me, and I just think in my mind, I got to play whoever this motherfucker is before they play me. I don't care if I'm going to be on 1,000 or 2,000. I just know that I'm going to be the winner at the end of the motherfucking day.
So you're in LA. Joe slides in the DM. You get to LA.
I looked through. I was like, okay, like, I don't got shit going on right now. I can go there for a week. I said I'll go there for a week. I get there. Like, it's just like, this is how you just know fraud just sets up in the beginning. Like, I get there. He had his friend Chicago come pick me up from the airport. She and her girlfriend, like, it was just like, then I had to go to, then he was coming from. I was just like, okay, so already in my mind, I'm like, hell no. So in my first, this is my first time ever seeing this man. And for one, like, no, nothing against like trannies or anything or whatever. I don't know what to call them, like people that, you know,
explore
what I'm saying?
Explore other clothes.
Like, dress, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in like, dragonists, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't be around like people like that, because I only hang around like real niggas. Like, you know what
Derek
I'm saying?
Derek J is kind of tranny-ish.
Yeah, definitely.
With the heels and that.
You don't do that.
But there are the boys that do that.
Yeah, definitely. And when I met Trent, when I met Derek J, I have an older brother. My older brother, he's gay.
Okay.
And he is like, how are you going to do this? Because I know you're not even used to being around,
and
like,
your brother's not
super
like that.
No, hell no. Okay. Oh, my brother is the realest nigga. Hell yeah. My brother is the reason why I even decided, like, hey, I actually can step outside the box and tell people about me, because, like, I look at my older brother like, this nigga is so real and trill, like,
but that's
and,
why when you
respect
but
that, it at the same time.
But like, that's why when you said you didn't know he was gay, I didn't. He doesn't come out all on his Instagram and all that and say he's gay, but you don't hide that you're gay. Like, you're open about who you are, right?
Hell no, I'm me.
Times I've seen him pants sagging, at the braids down.
But there's many layers to.
I know. Right? I'm learning this.
Okay,
shit.
So you get here
and right before I got there with them braids on, I probably did like a little wind in the car dancing to some Rihanna. Okay,
so when you get there and you see Joe. Then what? Then
he come in this kimono, and I was scared, because he walked up and he like tried to kiss me. I was like, and for one, even
right,
like,
when you guys met?
Right when I met him, I was like, hold on, motherfucker. And I'm being real. That's how I am. So from then, I already put in his mind, no.
Like, no. He ain't no dog.
All he put in his mind, no.
Wait, but no what?
No, for all of that shit that you think that's about to come home. The simple as that. You think when we got, you think that
y'all
when
didn't
I
even
got
go to
back.
Katsuya first,
shout out to Joe, man. That's my guy, man.
No, you didn't even go to Katsuya first?
No, we didn't go to Katsuya first. We actually, the first place we went to was that place, that diner where you can use your food stamps. And I get like, I'm not, he didn't use food stamps, though. He didn't use food stamps.
Okay, listen. How much talk time do we have already? We ain't even 20 minutes into the show.
And it's like this diner, they got like all the good Southern food. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think he thinks since I'm coming from Atlanta that I want
that you want Southern
good.
Food.
You just came like, from whatever. That shit.
Okay, so when you realize he was trying to give you a lot of Southern hospitality, did you think this is the person that I want to be with?
No, definitely. I was like, okay, I'm gonna be here for like a week and a half.
And that's it.
Yeah, I was like, in my mind, this is what I'm saying. So we got back to his house. It was a notice on the door. Like, I got back to the house. Like, and it was assistant there. And the assistant was like, you know, explaining, trying to explain to me.
Hold on. So you get back to the house and there's a notice on the door. What was going on?
I mean, he told me, Joe, he said he had just got back in town. He's been gone. He lives his fabulous life. Like, he was in Vegas for the Magic Show, then went to New York for Fashion Week. And, like, so he just, like, forgot he had a sister here, da da da. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, sounds like nice. Was, okay, so we walk in the house, and, like, you know, it's like, you know, I see random pictures of, like, different people, like Keisha Cole on the ground. Like, I'm just like,
you're trying to piece it together.
I'm trying to piece it together. Like, what do this guy do? Like, we never had that conversation. So, like, the first night, like, I mean, I just straight up told him, like, I'm not about to be having sex with you. Don't think that I'm just coming here and I'm some type of sex toy or some motherfucking sex slave, because that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. I said, before we do any of that, you need to figure out who I am, because you don't even know if you're going to like me. I'm like, how you even know you don't like me? That's me being the player that I am, playing, pimping him in his mind. So, because I was like, oh, no, this is not going
to
happen.
So in your mind, was your trip to L.A., because there's, okay, in the streets, we're all in the streets in Hollywood. Right. So whether he put it out or people believe that you tricked him or baited him into this relationship to use him.
But don't you think
when
you take a trip and get on a plane to come and see someone that sex is on the brain?
Yeah, but like it could be on the brain. Do that mean
no,
that?
No, it's always on the brain.
You're right.
It is. It is on the brain, but does that mean that it has to happen? No,
no
it don't.
But yeah. I'm just saying.
True. No,
most likely,
it don't.
Didn't you expect that he was going to try?
At the first day, I didn't know until he really tried to, first he seen me, he really tried to like kiss me in my mouth. I had to tell him like, oh no, like.
Even if it was an expectation, maybe not as soon as you say hello.
Yeah, not like, so you know? I'm like already like,
let
slow down.
Let me tell you
down.
Something, I'm a bitch, but if I'm flying your ass out there, you dropping the motherfucking drawers.
Damn!
Well, I would drop my drawers for you when
listen
I got off the plane.
She said
I would do it. Like, but for Joe, it just wasn't like that. I would have had to have like five drinks, maybe like Somali.
Listen, I got a flight coming in tomorrow evening, and I can tell you there's a lot of expectations, but we're going to chill and
okay,
hang out and have a good time first.
Right, okay.
By the way, I think we have the same type, because me and you slide into the same DMs. We're going to talk to a
commercial. I know, we do.
We
and
have to
I
stop
heard
that
you
shit.
Slid in one of my cousins. I got a cousin. Yeah. I was like, ooh.
Put him in.
I've had to go to Zell's page to search who the fuck he's following first before I go slide in, because I'm tired of running into this collision.
I learned not to even follow him no more.
By the way, we are not sponsored by this company. Because
I ain't going to lie. There's a couple that I do follow when I...
We do. Because I won't. I'm like, God damn.
And you got a couple that I'm on their line too.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
so in that way...
Like,
so,
ooh, I know. I'm like, ooh.
So you're here. So you're here in L.A. Now, you and Joe are together. Now, when did it go from... We're not going to kiss right now, and you in the kimono, and the notice is off the door, and rent has been paid.
The rent didn't get paid at that place. We had to leave that place and go stay at a hotel while he hit up his friends.
Is this the apartment that was on Sunset?
This is the apartment that was next to the 1010. What's your 1010?
Downtown.
Oh. Downtown. Oh, yeah.
I just would like to say I have a job to do. I just have a job to do.
We went to go stay at the hotel for a little bit, and which in that time when we were staying at the hotel, because Joe was like getting it together, like, you know what I'm saying, like hitting up the people who do apartment shit, like, you know what I'm saying, his favorite thing, like, he's an old frog, you know what I'm saying, he's older, so he know all the tricks, like, you know what I'm saying, so like, which I respect him for that, like, I like
Chase, in that situation, you set me up with this interview,
because the thing is, like, I've been in the same situation.
Hold on, we needed a co-host, and I wanted my friend to be safe in a room with people that he knew, and you were here, so here we are.
Hey, boo.
Because I get the reputation for being messy, and I really want the America
just,
to know.
I just
want to
be honest.
I'm the conduit of giving people a
platform. Because, like, everybody just look at me as the bad guy. Everybody look at me as a bad guy, and I'm just saying what it is. And like,
but this is why I wanted to start with knowing more of the background first.
Because I know I have bad in it. I know I'm bad. No, I'm not
So let me recap. You said, because he also said.
Now just, you want to recap?
No, just to be fair, what I also heard him say was, because people are going to think, you know, our followers, they react at the moments that things happen.
Right, right, right.
You said if there was only one person that you could call if you needed to, you know you can rely on Joe.
Hell yeah.
So
I can call Joe right now. I'm like,
where did the relationship, like, okay, when did it become a relationship?
It became a relationship, like, you know, like when we was in that hotel, like I really got respect for him because, like, I just saw, like, the grind he had, just, like, period. Like, and that's what I really be attracted to anyway. I'd be attracted to somebody's hustle. So that became attracted to me and Joe. So during a time period, like, I felt like me and Joe possibly was in a relationship, but I just wasn't, like, sexually active with him. I was sexually active with everybody else.
So, like, you never smashed. Else. You and Joe never smashed.
No, me and Joe got drunk. I mean, Joe wasn't drunk. I went out and I had already smashed somebody else earlier that day. And, like, and then I got super, 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 super drunk. And I came home and I was like, because my brother, I talked to my brother, my mom, and about it. So they know what I go through. And they know the thing. And Joe called my mom, like, oh, he's been here 6-7 months and we haven't had sex. My mom's like, boy, if you trying to stay out there, you know, you need to give that man what he wants. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
No, hold on. We have to slow down. I got to get this. Wait, your mama said that? So mom's just giving real practical advice.
Yeah, my Jason mom and Lee my advice. Brother's like, if you only if you're trying to stay out there and do
rent
what,
free
and continue to do what you're doing, not rent free, because let me tell you this, I paid rent.
No, I will say they started
I got money myself.
They started hustling together. Y'all were hustling.
Definitely, because before I came, Joe wasn't doing that much. Before we got to the hotel and we was in the apartment, before we officially got all the way, before they came knocked on the door, we used to go through, evicted you? Yeah, you know, the people come knock banging and shit. Like, we was at the showroom. We'd be at the showroom all day. He just be act like he doing shit, but nothing, not really no money coming in. Like, really, because me being the personality that I am, I brung more people back into Joe that liked to Joe, that used to fuck with Joe, and I brung people that who didn't know Joe, a new crowd of people into there.
So you sat back, you said super, 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 super drunk.
Super, super drunk. Super drunk. I went and I came in, I was like, I gotta do it.
So is this like, this is 6 months into it?
This is like after we left the hotel and we got an apartment right there off of Lancashire and like Vineland.
Okay.
What is it?
I know, like, what you're talking about.
Over there, like, Studio everybody City. Live over there, mm-hmm. lived over there. Like, it's like right there by
the Rouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we moved over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm helping, you know, we get money. I'm helping pay rent, doing things. So I was like, okay, I just gotta do it. Like, I was like, I just gotta do it. I gotta do it. So I got super, super, super drunk. And I went home and I smashed. And, like, that smash carried me all the way until now. That's all I'm going to say. One smash carried me all the way over to now.
No, no, no. That's all I'm going to say after he just said all of that. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so word on the street is the relationship got violent. Do you want to address that?
I can see that.
Yeah, because Joe will slap me. Y'all already know how my mouth is. I talk all my shit. Because, like, what y'all
Joe
see,
got me pepper sprayed once, by the way. Like, let me tell y'all.
Like, he slapped me. It always be a situation where Joe put his hands on me first.
Really?
Like, and I feel like, as soon as I get hit, I look at you as another man. I don't give a fuck if you got a dress and heels on that day. Nigga, I know you got balls in the dick. So I know if you put your motherfucking hands on me, all I see is hands put on me.
So because I know Joe, and I've never known Joe to be violent, so I'm learning something right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. So Joe, no, he's not a violent person, but like when you in a love situation,
yeah, and emotions are running high or whatever, running,
and my mouth is running, and I'm saying all my shit like motherfucker, you da 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 da, you know, Paris been there plenty of times, and like da da da, you know, we be going at it. Then,
oh, I'll never forget how you and Paris and Keisha rolled up on me at a skating rink. I had skates on. What is going? I'm because from you all know, three, real, four, though. Five
that's,
angles.
That goes to test.
But what I will say. Keisha was like, can y'all please just live peacefully? Work. But now the passion of being like loyal to your friends and being but still being objective and like talking it through. Because like I definitely. Said, I've seen you be rational. Like, yeah. I know how to.
That's even like the talk. Situation with
Masika.
Yeah, with Masika. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't take him to Masika. I don't need to go back. We got the kimono with the notice and they moved to Lancashire.
Okay, so where we at?
You hit and it let, when did it get violent? So he would hit you.
I remember the first time it got violent. It was because it wasn't
by the
like
way, no domestic violence.
Yeah,
guys.
No, I ain't. No, I'm not for no domestic violence. But I'm not for nobody slapping me and me just like, do I supposed to always walk away? Mm-hmm, like, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't domestic violence. Like, they fighting like blood.
You
like,
weren't beating him up and locking him in a dungeon.
No, it wasn't no bullshit like that. Never. It's just some normal couple shit that couples go through.
I got a question. In that particular situation with you and him, clearly we know, like, I think Joe would be, like, the more, you know, dominated
don't say
one.
But don't say the woman in the relationship.
I want to know, in that case, who would go to jail?
Let me answer that.
I feel like we both got a dick. We both need to go to jail.
I was going
to
say, you know, I've been in a relationship where it got very heated and then ended up escalating to a fight. But I didn't look at it like I'm beating my partner fighting my partner. It escalated to where he swung,
but
I swung, we were fighting.
I think that's the difference between when you're in a gay relationship versus a heterosexual relationship.
Right, definitely. I think it's different.
So I think that sometimes that's a double standard, but it's still wrong.
Right, no,
because
definitely.
Because you're in a love relationship, so it still stands for domestic violence.
And I don't
rather
feel like
you
want
to, no matter how you want to slice it or dice it, it's still domestic violence.
I'm not justifying it, but you come home, blow it out my windows, and you scratching my Mercedes, and then you talking about this and that, you swing. I got to get this.
But see, but I also think that women are so impulsive. We do stuff like that all the time, smash tires and stuff up.
So
we wouldn't expect to get hit because we bust out your tires.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg said, if a woman hits a man, then she better duck. That's Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg said that.
I personally grew up in. I saw both of my sisters in abusive relationships. Thank God I've avoided those relationships, but I'm like out. I'm like the wind.
Right,
I see a red flag, if you're a little too controlling or too jealous, I'm like deuces.
So there's so much more to talk about. Let me just say this.
It was never nothing bad where I have to call the police or nothing like that. It just people took it and ran with it because of a show, like Ray. So that's just something for him, and then something else for him to eat and swallow.
Pause.
And
so
how do you want him to view this interview?
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe knows what it is. Joe been know what the truth is between me and him for a very long time.
You don't think he's going to be hurt by this interview?
He's going to be hurt because I'm saying it out loud and people now know the truth of what it is. Like, because Joe knew the truth. Joe been knowing the truth for a very, very long time. So just like now you want to play with me and you want to go on the show and try to embarrass me by, I started your career.
Because did you think that people underestimated you and thought you would try to hide it all and then run from it?
I guess so, but I never did. I didn't care about it because, you know, me and Joe was going to do the show season two with you. You was the one that was going to help us out. And the thing is, we would have got that show and we would have been on that show if the producers would have actually talked to me and not Joe's born ass. They talked to Joe's born ass and that's what they got.
I was trying to get them on the season that I was on because he's good TV. He'd be good TV, but the fact that you never hid the relationship. Like, it was you never walked 20 feet behind. You never hit it. The move that I saw you make, though, that I want to ask if it was strategic or just God, was somehow y'all had fell out and then all of a sudden you had moved in with Keisha Cole and then y'all were working together and Keisha was out.
Yeah.
Was that?
No.
Because
no,
well, no, I think, because no, no, I think he's,
because he was hurt by that.
But I think, no, he, but no. I think he's put it out. No, no, wait, can I say how no, he's put it out? Let me see how he's put it. He's right. Put it out that you stole his client. You stole his career. You stole his life.
Somebody's I just feel like that sounds crazy. Like, let me tell you. So Manny hired
Manny Haley, her manager.
Manny hired me and Joe to work. This is when me and Joe had already started working as a team. So Manny hired.
You went on tour.
Yeah, I went on
you
tour.
You went on tour.
Joe didn't. So that whole tour, that's a whole relationship that you established with somebody. Not saying it wasn't trying to cut nobody out or anything like that. I just established a different relationship than Joe has had with Keisha.
And Keisha's from Oakland, and you really give me Oakland. You
yeah,
give me
definitely.
Bay Area.
Like I'm from Cincinnati. Oakland, right? You know, Hamilton. Like it's just the same thing. They say it's literally the same place. Okay. Like me and Keisha became close. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I. It just stole because
there wasn't a strategy to take his client.
It wasn't no strategy. Just like that was my friend. It's as simple as that. Then like we was working together. I kept at the tour. I still was working with her. We was working with her. Keisha was there seeing Joe. Like I remember one day we left. This is the day that I decided to leave and Keisha saw it because like we was at Floyd's
mom's house.
We was leaving. He had like something at downtown, you know, like, you know, where the girls be
at the penthouse.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Keisha fucked up and like wanted Joe, like some things like, you know, Joe, like I love to go with Joe someplace and someplace that I don't like to go with Joe because I already know how his personality is. I already know how he is. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like going to Floyd's house with her, I didn't want to go with Joe. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. So I already had that in my mind. I already know. So before we get in there, she had to give me a prep talk, like, you know,
the rules to him
because we already been up in here all, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just like, for you, she's telling you. So he get in there and break every single motherfucking rule.
Right.
So when he say something to me, I just like, I don't want to hear nothing. So we got out there. He literally called me all types of fags, slapped me in my, reach around.
Wait, he for the audience, not Floyd, Joe.
Joe.
Okay.
Joe. So we got back in the car with Keisha. He's like, yeah, he just didn't want me to talk or nothing while I was in there. I said, no, I just didn't want you doing too much. Mm-hmm. He reached around the car. He already called me fags and stuff. I'm trying to be cool because Keisha right there and Keisha ain't never seen.
He called you a fag?
Yeah, and that's what make me so mad. Like, you calling me a fag? Okay. But anyway, so like, and I'm just trying to be cool because
Keisha's always the peacemaker and she don't ever want no drama, right, especially around.
Exactly. So she right there. So she cool and being cool. So she, Joe reached around and slapped me from the back seat.
That's really? Some pimp shit.
So, you know, we fighting, we get going.
Y'all
like
not fighting
anime.
In the parking lot.
No, we in the car, okay. in the SUV.
Wait, he backhand you?
He backhand me from the back seat. So Keisha right there. So Keisha look at me like, get him. So I got him. Simple as that. Like, okay, it wasn't like a fight.
Sorry,
it just wasn't like a little, we just scratch. And after that, I just like, I don't want to go through that.
So let me just clarify. So sorry, Keisha Cole. I changed my mind. You ain't the peacekeeper. So then now y'all are fighting. When did it go from now you and Keisha are?
Okay, so Keisha was, Keisha, we both was in a time of our life of we just needed to get out of our situation. Like, Joe was, I was just, I don't know if I was about to go back home or anything like that. I just know, like, I was done.
You had to get out of that.
I had to get out of that because, like, for one, it wasn't good for him, obviously, and it wasn't good for me. Because obviously I know it wasn't good for him because I'm never going to give him all of what he going to be, what he want me to be. Because I know I'm not... He's not my type, or like he's not what I'm looking for, or anything like that. Like I tried to, like, and it just didn't work.
Do you feel like you let him on?
I definitely let him. I'm not. Yeah, I let him on.
That's but honorable.
It's
honorable that he's owning it.
No,
yeah, no, that's what I mean. That
no,
he's
I let him on, but then I let myself on in a position too because I let myself on thinking that I could make this work.
You're gonna try. Him. You're gonna
like
try.
I can try and I can make this work. I can give him at least a lot of what he wants, but like one thing I ain't gonna give you, I ain't gonna be having sex with you. But like even though I was out having sex with a lot of other people, he could never. It would never come back on me because that's what type of nigga I am. Like, it never, I'm very respectful. Like, it's still to this day, he's just still wondering what I was out there doing. Like, what I was out there doing.
I don't think he's going to be wondering after this.
Yeah, no, because I was out there doing everybody. I was out there, I was living in LA. I was like, hey, I'm new, baby.
Was you living in LA safely, though?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you gotta live LA safely.
Listen, just because we live in A, mean we live.
Yeah, you gotta live in you live everywhere safely.
You gotta,
shit.
You gotta make a point. You gotta make sex.
So, but like, no, I love and I respect Joe because he taught me a lot. I taught him a lot. We learned a lot together.
I love how he transitions into, because you're putting a bow on this and it's that you love him and you and all
I
that.
Do. I love Joe. Like, I don't give a fuck if, just like the people who you love the most hurt you the most.
I just think that because you both were down to do Love and Hip Hop before, this all could have happened in a whole different way.
Right.
Meaning, I think because you got
that. Let me say this.
I think from the outside, and again, I'm just.
But
talking,
don't you think that you're going to create a
Wait. Before we get into that, he got into Love and Hip Hop. They were both trying to get in together, right? He got in.
Uh huh.
You can't be mad that he got in. I'm not saying this happened. I'm just saying from the outside, right?
Right.
If he got in and you didn't get in, then you got to circle back and say, I want to get in, because you have more seasons ahead. You're clearly going to come back for another season, or you're going to be in. You're in the show because you carried the show this season.
I think Joe's going to be coming back too.
I gave him his number. I called when they called me and talk about my season two. I said, "Huh, here go Joe's number. Please call him so I can end the rest of whatever
Honey,
you think we
I'm
got in the first two
this
episodes."
Whole entire...
Thank you very motherfucking much.
I'm gonna have to leave LA.
But it's not
going to
be good TV.
Everybody.
Who wants to see a 60-year-old man on TV? Like, they already got these bitches on Love and Hip Hop now and got dry hair, bad wigs, dirty feet. Like, it's like who want to see all of that combined in one? No.
Okay, so we were talking about the retirement home. You get in Love and Hip Hop. Do you say, I'm going, because I feel like you put in the work, however you got there, whether it's you were strategic, you weren't strategic, it was real, not real, whatever, you got there.
I got in there because after.
No, not how you got in the show. I think you got in there because you came to LA, you built relationships. When you come to the city.
Hey, is that not what you're supposed to do?
I was just about to say.
Am I in fault for meeting people and not turning my back and like, okay, let me run out there and follow Joe? Like, no, I meet people and people connect with me different. They see I'm a real ass nigga. I'm not trying to
Before Love and Hip Hop, you worked with, let's start naming them, Remy Ma.
I worked with Keisha. Before Love and Hip Hop, worked with Keisha Cole,
Young
K.
Thug.
Michelle, Young Thug, Sanaa Lathan, Wyclef, First Montana.
The thing is, you came out here.
All of those people without Joe, other than Keisha.
So you thugged it out. You thugged these relationships out to lead you to where you are. But that's what I'm saying. You got there. So when you got there, did you say, you know what? I'm gonna. What was the conversation with producers? Was it, we need you to just be you, be extra?
It was no conversation with producers. Just as soon as I got in there and they asked me about every single bitch, I just opened up my book. Oh, yeah, I haven't really talked to her. And, like, ever since she got pregnant, she's been acting funny. Simple as that. That's what I said. I feel like it's still something between me and her right there because I don't feel like we were like we was. Simple as that. She got pregnant. She hid the pregnancy. And I feel like I hope people put it out there because every time that bitch was with the nigga, she texted me the picture that's sent to the shade room.
When you got to the
I'm like, bitch, I should be a part of it. I should be a godfather or something. Like, I feel like I should have been something in something. So I was hurt. I was pissed. Like, I was like, oh.
So you and Masika were friends at first?
Yeah. I met her at a table with Danielle. Danielle was there, and Masika came up and she sat down because Masika didn't have money.
Danielle, for people listening, Jessica White, your best friend. Danielle.
Yeah, your best
friend.
I love Danielle.
That's who I was talking about. Danielle's my best friend.
Yeah, and Danielle came.
Why you gotta say her name like that?
That's how she said her name.
That's his pronunciation.
You better stop.
I love Danielle.
You better lay low.
Danielle is a white woman.
No, yeah, I love
She's
Danielle.
A white
Danielle
woman.
Is my bitch all day long. But like, so we got the table with Danielle, Anthony Cherry, and Anthony Cherry had his little pay for date too. Like, this is all they was meeting up. I guess it was meeting the paid dates night. Like, you know what I'm saying? So Danielle was coming there.
Hey guys, these are my friends.
Danielle was coming there too.
The views expressed by this guest do not reflect those of.
Danielle was coming there. I guess to meet up with us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So and Masika barged in because I guess Danielle told her that we was there. Masika barged in.
Did she walk in or barge in?
Barged in, came, sat down at the table with no money and said, hey, I know this sound really weird, but can I just have a side of your side celery. That's all I want. Just the side celery.
How do you order a side of celery?
When you broke, that's what you order and you eat off of it. Okay, anyway. So she sat down at the table and was like, yeah, I'm doing this show. And morning I'm on the show. You know, I'm just left. We just got done rapping season 2 of Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I mean, season 3 of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Or okay. Like it was NBA. So I'm like, I already know. I just left there. I already know that they doing one this in Hollywood. Mm. I said, so you talking
and
about
Hollywood? And Hollywood was dying. I mean, the show was... I mean, I was on there the 2 seasons. It was difficult because they can never get a real before you got there. It was struggling to really find the zest. I've said you brought zest to the show because I feel like so many people in Hollywood want to have these fake stories and fake.
Yeah. Figgity fake.
And no, they won't I'll do this. You. They won't just put
I'll
it all
you,
out
there. Yeah, I slept. I was staying at a hotel. Yeah, and that means I have money because I paid a motherfucking $125 a day for motherfucking 4 months. Wow. That means I got motherfucking money. I was making money. Thanks to Young Thug. Thanks to motherfucking Remy Ma. Thanks to all the motherfuckers that I was getting money from because I was working. Mm-hmm. So when you working, you get money. Like, I can stay at a hotel. I go stay. If I get kicked out, I go stay at a hotel right now and live good, my nigga. So all them, like, oh, yeah, you're staying at a hotel. Yeah, I did. I learned from Joe. That's why I say I thank Joe for a lot of the lessons that he taught me. Because other than that, I probably would have went back home. Mm-hmm. Not even thinking like, nigga, you making money here. Why would not stay here and get what you gonna get? So I did, and next you know why I know I did good, because all while I was at the hotel, I got a call like, oh, dude, Love & Hip Hop. You know, almost every fucking
who
scene.
Who called you?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Lee so King. She called you.
Yeah, she
producers.
King.
Okay.
Yeah, like so you know almost every motherfucking scene that I filmed, I was at a motherfucking hotel. I went on
while
set.
While you were filming.
While I was filming, I went on motherfucking set with a fucking smile on my face. I became who I really am. Mm-hmm. Like, then I go home and handle all the other shit. Like, so I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because like everybody has their struggle and go through. Yeah. I know plenty of bitches who slept on motherfucking couch. Who can say they not slept on somebody's couch in their career?
That's why.
Who can say not?
That's why I think, though the audience didn't like some of the stuff I did, they liked the fact that I kept it real, because I can't deal with somebody telling me that they just got a $500,000 watch when I know motherfucking well you selling pussy to get your Big Mac at motherfucking McDonald's.
So exactly. So my thing is like yes, when I left Joe, me and Keisha, like Keisha was going through something, I was going through something. Keisha was going through her little whatever with Boobie.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So like she moved into this big house with her and her son by herself. She needed somebody there to be with her. Mm-hmm. And me as a friend, I didn't do it thinking about Joe or anything like that. It's just like me and Joe was already over.
But you never said all of that. Why did you decide to not defend yourself publicly when you knew that there was a different narrative people were putting out there about you and how you...
Because I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, because I know the real bitches around me and the people who know me know what the truth is.
And that
is.
Was enough.
That's enough to me.
Yeah.
What people say, I don't give a fuck. You can say shit about me all day. I had to tell my brothers and sisters, like, my brother, my sister,
they get mad about what's online. And
they
you
get
just tell
mad.
Them,
yeah. I have to tell them, like, don't get mad. I don't give a fuck, bitch. You know the fucking truth. Why are you the fuck you getting mad?
This nigga cursed like somebody's uncle.
Okay, I'm so glad that you said that to me, brother.
Yeah.
So that's how I am. Like, I don't give a fuck, as long as I know and God know, because I have a great relationship with God. Like, as long as I know and we good, like, I'm like,
what you don't give, though?
My dick from the back.
What you don't...
Wait, what'd you say?
Everybody else can suck my dick from the back.
That I heard the sucking the dick from the back. Okay, so now you're in the show. Masika, she's...
Masika.
She was ordering celery.
Let me tell you about this. When I first signed up, I text Masika like, oh, hey, I got text. Anyway, I got all text messages and proof for everything.
You got the receipts.
For Ray, when he said, oh, I called him and said, oh, no, this fat motherfucker texted me.
So you get in the show, Masika. Did she?
Let me tell you, we get on the show, and when I signed up for the show, me and Masika have not. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, take it. Get it. Okay.
Me and Masika have not been talking. Paris have been here 2 years. My friend have been here 2 years, and I talk about Masika like, oh, she this and she that, she this. And Paris like, who is this bitch? Because I ain't never seen her. I've been here 2 years. I haven't saw her not one motherfucking time.
So was she trying to become your friend because you were coming in the show?
Exactly. So I texted her.
And if you remember the show that I was on here, and I forgot who, I don't know if it was Hazel or whoever, I said this show ain't about having real friends. Exactly. Nikki Baby's my real bitch. Like, that's my friend. We talk every single day. But you come in thinking, like, because if you come in real, you come in being cool with who's cool to you.
Exactly. But and I'm a ride
these,
or die.
But they build these teams and this shit be all...
It be all fucked up and you be caught up in it. Then you be like, hold on, bitch, who the fuck you think you playing with? Because I'm not that nigga to play with. Not Zell motherfucking Swag.
So the reason why I stopped talking to Masika in real life, I've never, didn't do it on the show, is because she switched up on me with Moniece. And I just felt like... Okay.
All them bitches are switches. Cool. Every single last one of them bitches on that show is switches. I don't give a fuck who it is. Except only person I rock with is Keisha, and that goes for anybody. I don't give a fuck if feelings get hurt. Now, you know what? You know who else I rock? Who else stuck? Who called me at on after the reunion? Oh. After all, whatever happened at the reunion? You know who called me and make sure I was okay? Oh. Nikki.
Yeah, she's real.
She called me and said, are you okay? Then Alexis called me. You know, obviously Alexis gonna call me like, yeah, I was laughing, so and what?
But, you know, Alexis's motivation is different than Nikki's.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, you know, and A1 actually called me Sue.
Yeah. Okay, so when you you and Masika first were friends...
Let
and
me then tell you, so felt, let me tell you when dirty, I got wait, the contract.
The Dirty Feet thing, Melissa keeps bringing up Dirty Feet on the show. Yeah, and the Booked and the Busy.
Yeah.
Because you've created some... I don't know why you don't have Booked and Busy tees,
because,
Booked and Busy.
Because Masika went and copyrighted it first just to be funny. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. You and she still ain't Booked and Busy. I ain't saw not a post of you doing shit other than you putting that baby on your titty. Like, that's the only thing you see her with her daughter, and that's it. And that's great. She's a beautiful daughter. She got it. She's a great
gorgeous,
mom.
Gorgeous.
She's a great mom, but don't lie. You're not booked and busy. You're not doing nothing. You're staying at home. All
so
day.
Was it true? Some people move in silence.
Move in silence. You can't. If you book somewhere and you getting paid to be somewhere, you gotta post and show it. That you got to be there to show everyone else. I'm gonna be only, here. The so only
way.
Come
the
too.
Only way. And I'm not saying this is an attribute to Masika. Before everybody goes in, the only way you booked and busy and ain't promoting is if you selling pussy.
And that pussy is booked out.
That's not fair. Maybe she's at a place where she just doesn't want to put all her professional business out there. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. I'm going to shut on up.
Great.
Shut on up.
Great. You're a cute little devil.
So, Moniece, because I remember when you called me fat on Baller Alert. And
yeah,
I knew you were friends with Moniece.
Exactly, with Moniece.
And first of all, I prefer thick. I mean, I'm working on myself.
Right. No, you're a good-looking dude, though.
Thank you. But don't slide in my DMs, though, because I'm still mad you be sliding in my DMs.
We got the same type. But, yeah, no, Moniece, like...
She was your friend.
No, definitely. Like, and I still... Like, I don't even know how to even take Moniece, because she a flip and a flop and tell you something different.
It's called bipolar disorder.
Like, I just like, bitch, you just said this. This is, and I go off of right what you really said to me, and that's what it is. Because I'm going to stick to my word
but
of
have
who
you,
I am.
But have you learned?
It might not be right. It might be wrong. It might not be indifferent, but I'm going to stick to that.
But
like,
just
tell
me, this is all I need to know. Have you learned with this show and with these people, some of these animals, that you cannot, like... There ain't really? No loyalty in that
it ain't
show.
No loyalty.
You got it. Okay.
Let me tell you.
Then
let
if
me
you
tell
got
you,
that,
one of the cast members.
You know, wait, because they called you season one bitch. But I'm gonna tell
I
you.
I loved it.
But I'm gonna tell you something.
I live for that.
I'm gonna tell you.
The season one.
When you
bitch.
Get that, when you get that part though, that they ain't real. Season two, it's a whole other experience because now you really know what it is.
Is there anything you regret actually doing on the show?
Throwing the salad.
No, I don't regret nothing. I feel like some unfortunate events happened at the reunion, which I can't really talk about. But like, I mean, it's unfortunate.
Well, let me revert
like,
that. Is there certain things you planned on doing differently in season two?
Yeah, definitely. I got a lot of. It's a whole nother Zell Swag baby that you might see. You might
come
even
back
like
with
it.
Different hair.
You know what
or
I'm
what?
Saying? You know, you got
Zell's coming
see.
Back. Somebody's giving him the pussy. I can't even
have a
deal.
Girlfriend.
Okay,
you
already try to make a baby. Okay, so let me ask you, Ray. Let's talk about Ray because you said you can't talk about the reunion. He just came to my office and talked everything about the reunion.
And just lied.
So they said
talking
you
right out his back.
I saw your video where you said that he was dripping blood because you had beat him up or whatever. There was clearly an altercation. Did What made you hit him? Like, what did you just, was it in you that you were going to?
No, it's just like, I get at a, like, I'm Aquarius, and Aquarius, we forgive, like, we rah-rah, la-la-la, but, like, we are forgivers and we lovers. So, like, at the end of the day, I was wanting to forgive him. And, like.
For all the things that happened during the season.
For all the things that happened. Okay. Because he has done a lot to me, like, and tried to, like, break me down, take me down, which, Like, I just laugh at Goran and just call him, you don't got no neck. You stank. I mean, like, I just been like, look at your hair. Like, you filling it in. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just talk about his appearance. Why this guy literally tried to.
I will say your fashion was very intimidating this season. You pulled the best dress on. Because I actually tried to get you to see style me for the reunion or something last season. But you had a shirt that I wanted. You definitely never told me where to get it.
He hit me up like every last minute, he wants you to jet out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your fashion was on point. So, thank you. So you with him, what was it? So the reunion, I know you can't get into all the details of what we're waiting to see, but did you feel like, because the reunion is typically where you try to make up.
What I feel bad is I didn't get to do all of that because obviously. I wasn't there for that long, he said, I know you can't talk about it, but
he said that it ended quickly and you were gone. That's what he said.
It wasn't that quick. I got my reason. You know, I have reason for days for everybody. Even for the mic. But like, I have reason for everybody, you know, like I normally do. So it just, my book was open as soon as I walked on stage.
And you can choose the answers or not. The word on the street is that you were going to hug him and then you snuck him. Did he see it coming?
Damn. That's crazy.
I don't sneak. I'm a real ass nigga. Like, so I ain't sneaking nobody. It wasn't even that. I just rather y'all see it. And like, the thing is like, I'm just going to say this. I have apologized to him so many times. And as I apologize to him, he do some fuck shit to back it up.
He said he ran into you out. You could talk about this. He said he ran to you at a 7-Eleven. He was going to buy a Slurpee.
He had two tuna sandwiches in his hand, some Cheetos and a pickle. I don't know what he was going to do with the pickle, but he had the pickle.
Suck it. Okay,
so I'm walking out of 7-Eleven. Paris is in the Uber, so we're on our way to see her. So I'm walking out of 7-Eleven, big boy walk in. So it was just like shock to me. This is when I see him. This is after I had jumped on the table. And this is after me knowing that he had Joe outside waiting, trying to bring him up, and him and Masika Ben could not even turn to
so
do
when
that.
The audience sees you go from 0 to 1,000, the build up outside the show, they don't see it, is that they're trying to stack cards against you.
Exactly. For no reason. Like, and my thing is like, for what? I don't know you, Ray. I don't know you. So why are you trying to do all this shit to me?
So you didn't know Ray personally before you even...
No! The first time me ever seeing Ray was right there at that motherfucking... when I stood at that motherfucking table and let him know what time it was.
Okay.
Like, that was my first time ever seeing him.
And so what the audience didn't see was Joe was there at that event.
He was there at that event because that's why you see in the scene before with him and Masika. He's like, yeah, I got something for him. Yeah, and that's inviting because I got something for him. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. Bitch, you with that fucking taped on motherfucking sideburns, bitch, you knew what he was doing. So, as a friend, you allow him to do that to me as a friend. Yeah. Like, but you're supposed to be a friend. That's why I do the shit that I did.
So, would you slide into his dude's DMs on purpose to fuck with him?
My dude first. I knew that dude all the way from back 2011. He used to suck my dick outside by my mama's pool. Like, he used to lie to me, be like, oh, yeah, I'm Rob Kardashian's assistant. Like, I used to be like, okay, yeah, suck this dick. Like,
for the record, Rob is a friend of mine and he don't know him.
Vic. His name's Vic. And then he told me he was 22 then, now he's 23 now. How many years have you Benjamin Button ass nigga? That's why I'm like, nigga, that's why your hair falling out. He keep trying to do the Jerry girl thing. Boy, bye.
So.
But you know, one thing I can say is he actually said something real because Vic just a liar and complete life and self. So, but I saw you tweet something or text something about like the interview with Ray. Like, Ray, only thing you do is talk about Zell every day. Mm-hmm. Like, your whole life. It is. Like, I don't think about his fat ass. You know, I think about myself so much.
He's about
much.
To say, I'm so fly.
I think about myself so much and like how I can better myself. I don't even think about nobody else. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so caught up in me. Mm-hmm. I don't think about nobody else.
So Ray said that he felt like the problems between you two escalated because you kept fat shaming him.
Fat shamed. Wait, you calling me homeless. You calling me an escort. You calling me motherfucking this. You saying I'm that. You doing this. Nigga, you don't got no motherfucking neck. So before you come at me, let's build your neck up and slim you down your motherfucking jawline and then holler at me.
I did say to Ray, I did interview Ray recently where he compared himself to me
And his shirt was dirty than a motherfucker. He had cake on it, makeup. He ate some spaghetti over here.
I was very professional.
I was like, God damn.
I was very professional, at least
come with a clean shirt,
I was
boy.
Very professional and said, listen, I consider myself
his
thick
neck
and I'm
was
cute.
Sweaty, the little piece of neck that he had was
listen,
like...
I don't know what to say. Ray's a friend of mine. I've never seen him look this bad.
Yeah, he looked wore out. It's that... He back on that shit. He probably back there doing that shit again, you know. You see that one little piece of thing that when he was in Atlanta? Like, I'm like, you want to bring shit up on me?
Well, I will
only
say.
Only you can bring up on me, I can be real about. Ain't nobody out here talking about you doing coke and all that shit like that. And
I said, listen, when I was going to come back this season, I had seen on Facebook that his partner said, and I said this in the interview. She's like a 90-year-old transsexual. I don't know this.
Oh
girl.
God! Oh,
but anyway,
God.
She's irrelevant. You would never run into her unless
oh,
you're.
Oh no, I would
unless
never
you're,
run into anyone.
Unless
he
you're
makes watching, sure I don't run into
unless
him.
You're watching the first 48 and they have a corpse.
Oh. Okay.
But so she was on Facebook saying how Jason better. He glad he didn't come back because we had our shit ready.
He probably was pumping up.
I live my life out in the open. You can't say shit. What, I'm a hoe? Okay. Every nigga watching, you know. Hey, what can you say? Hey. I'm heavy, hey, but ho. I'm cute. And I can't. Hey, ho. But, you know, like, I feel like if you come into the show, you got to just be ready to put it all out.
This cast
is the worst about putting it all out. When you
putting
get something like
out.
This in there, you don't know how to
like,
do it.
Like, bitches is lying about their ages and shit. Like, let me tell you, one of the bitches on the cast I've been to, I've been here 4.5 years. I've been to 3 of her 30th birthdays. And it's one of your friend's friends.
Like, Tierra? I'm like, not Tierra.
No, it's Masika.
Oh. Where did you get the dirty foot from? Did you just look down in the moment?
Let me tell you, it was in the moment. And like I just like, bitch, how the fuck are you talking all this shit to me and you got dirty ass feet, bitch? I was like, camera, please zoom in on that. Please get her dirty ass motherfucking feet while she running her dumb fucking water balloon lips.
Yeah, I've invited Masika to the show. She said she's coming, so I'll just keep it all the way with 1,000. What I didn't like from Masika this season, 2 things. One, you had a baby by Fetty. Fetty was with this girl.
Right.
Now you need to have a story. This girl has the opportunity. You need to give her the opportunity to come back and convert. That's number one. So when you sign up, you can't tell producers, I ain't shooting with this bitch. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. And quit running. That's number one.
My lawyer's gonna call you, girl, you don't got no lawyers.
The other problem I had was how disrespectful she appeared to be to the crew.
Right.
The Love and Hip Hop crew,
they're
the nicest people. And when you good to them, don't they make you look good?
I love them. I love everyone. Shout out to Cricket, the girl that she pushed. I told her, Cricket, like, if you want to press charges, girl, I'll be your witness.
So when you look down and you saw the foot, did you just say, fuck it, that's dirty feet? Because, I mean, that's going to follow her for a while.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, and not only follow her, she really do got, like, I just
maybe
saw the last
foot,
episode.
Maybe her foot
no,
brushed
girl,
up
the last episode, the last episode, the it was 7:30 and her feet was still curve. Third.
Maybe she got out the car, you know, and like brushed up against the tires.
No. Yeah, she maybe Fred Flintstone on her way over to the fucking
not
set.
Not Fred Flintstone, where you running with your feet on
yeah,
the
that's
floor.
What she looked like.
Yeah,
okay,
so enough of Pebbles. When did you decide? Are you on these cool?
Yeah. No, because like you just like you be all in between it. Just like, you know, he's like, yeah, but well, Moniz told me that like for the reunion, he let me wear a dress that was pulled for Keisha. If you don't know, that's a stylist motherfucking game, nigga. Hell yeah. And that's what these girls don't understand. Like, I had to use my bigger clients, my bigger name clients, to get y'all bitches clothes because they don't know y'all. They be like, hell no, Moniz who? Masika who?
It's true.
Like, who is y'all?
It's true.
So I had to use K. Michelle. I had to use Keisha Cole's name to get to the portal. And they know. And like Keisha didn't know. I'm like, oh, girl, because I get her something, get them something too. Get her the better stuff.
It's the hustle of the
and
stylist.
Like, and like my thing is like, Moniz, you tell him that. Did you tell him that you the first reunion you came to me with $2 in your fucking pocket, girl, and I made sure that you won best dress? Mm. You came there with $2 fucking, bitch. Don't tell him that.
Not literally.
Where was Ray there? Where was Ray at then when you had $2 in your motherfucking pocket looking for a dress, looking for a whole reunion dress, but you, this rah-rah bitch on TV? That's what got me. That's why what I love about me, because I've been behind scenes for so long. I've been behind scenes for so long. I don't see all these broke-ass bitches, what they really got and what they really don't got. So me on my, I know, well, I'm going to be exactly as much as in my account. Exactly as that.
People online right now are saying, Jason needs to say this to say that. I'm going to call real when I see real, and I'm going to say it's fake when it's fake.
What it is.
I'm waiting for him to say something fake.
Yeah, Yeah.
Because the problem that I have, and I'll say this to Mona, I've never publicly criticized them. I'm not going to be in a show and put in a room with somebody talking about they living at the top of the mountain when we all know the struggle of getting to where we are.
And I'm going to tell the girl.
See, because if it's reality, let's keep it real. Like, there's a beauty in the struggle of getting to where you are. Because I've seen you struggle, and I see where you are, and that's why I'm happy.
And I still don't think I'm all the way there yet. I'm still working on
myself.
But
there's beauty in being humble.
There's beauty in humility. But like you said, like you can say, I'm not all the way there yet. That'll connect to people who are sitting at home saying, I just talked to somebody today who said, I'm ready to move back to Houston because my dreams aren't coming together fast enough. You know what I said? My dreams get broken every fucking day. This hustle is about fighting through those times.
I wake up every fucking day and there's something going on with work, with styling, because I am a real life stylist every single day. That's why I wake up and think about it first. I have to wake up and it's a lot of shit that be going on. Why I was at the hotel doing all this?
But
coming to a hotel
with
$20,000 of clothes in a hotel that's not even worth to even bring them type of clothes.
Do you think that your character on the show is going to, you know, get in the way of meeting new high profile clients?
No. Shout out to Nene Lee, who said, I got you, boo. Anything you need. Shout out to bitches like that worked hard, that had a similar setup like how I am. That came through probably a little rowdy and stuff, but they got understood.
But to Jessica's point, how do you temper it? Yeah.
But I mean in the sense of, like, right now your relationships with certain people have gone bad and you're saying certain things that they wouldn't necessarily want the world to know. Not every relationship that we have in this business stays strong and some of them depart. If someone like myself wanted to hire you and let's just say our work relationship came to an end, I would want, you know, me to go my way and you to go your way and not to listen to Hollywood Unlock a year after that. And then hear you say my business.
That's why contracts come in. You sign them contracts. I work with a lot of people that you can't talk about.
But not only that,
it's not like that. It's like, because like, once I feel like I'm put on a place where I constantly watching somebody do something to me and allowing something to me, it's sometimes you got to give back. And this is Hollywood.
I get it. You're saying you don't come for people until they come for you.
Yeah, people don't say silent just because I feel like I've been silent enough.
But let me just say this to your point. I feel like you've been silent enough to get to where you are. Don't let this show, because you're in it.
Because I think you're so lovable. No, you always show me so much support. Even with my music, I've played you, and you've been one of my supporters and like pushing it out.
And I said to Danielle, so I'm doing the EP, and I would love for her I don't care. She just like go.
I just don't want people to get that misconstrued with who you really are.
I totally understand that. It's just like with this situation, I'm on a messy show where you got to be messy.
That's what I was going to say. But let me finish my thought.
I still have clients.
Let me finish my thought. This was my point then to what you were saying. I feel like, you know, you worked hard to get to where you are. Mm-hmm. However, you had to get there because this business is about getting there. This road don't work, that road, that
it's
road, that
know.
Window.
Exactly. Sure.
But the fact that you got there and the fact that you're in it now, because we shoot the show for 6 months, but then you still got that other 6 months of work and other things you got to do.
Right.
How are you working to not let the TV thing overshadow the fact that you have talent and you are where you are?
Let me tell you, because for one, I have worked behind scenes with these bitches, with different girls that have won and that have failed. So I haven't seen it all. Mm-hmm. So only thing I can do right now is to win.
But
I'm saying that, and when I say that to you, I say that in every single way. Like so
there's a fine line of winning and getting.
But your drive and your ability to go through and come through can lead you to Yeezy season. Can lead you to Fashion Week.
Right.
Can lead you to Paris and Philip Klein. But how do you not let the Love and Hip Hop shit with people that you know are only making money when they have this show? How are you preventing letting that get in the way of you having the full potential of what you got?
Right.
Because I feel like people going, when you see me and you know me and you meet me, you're going to see the realness of what it is, whatever we working with, whatever we doing. I don't think Love and Hip Hop is just really showing who I'm, a person, who, what type of person I am in certain situations.
I think you just need to get a really good publicist and make sure you promote that and let them know that you're not, that you have to think business. And I suggest you think, since you are in fashion, think bigger.
No, yeah, definitely.
Because your drive
Let me tell you, because I was one of my sales friends, I saw him walking walking Dolce & Gabbana runway. Mm-hmm. That, oh, you know, I cry when I see things like that. Like, I literally boo cry.
Because you see the potential of getting
exactly. I say, I know this month. I'm not saying that, like, he's nobody or anything like that. I just, like, from if he can do it, I know I can do it, too. Not saying that I want to take his dream or anything like that. But saying, like, I'm happy that I got to see this.
You're just inspired.
It just opened up. Like, I might not be Dolce & Gabbana, but I'm going to be on somebody's runway or, like, something like that. I know that. Like, I just don't. I already pictured this a long time ago.
I believe that,
like, this is all these visions of what I'm doing now. I've already dreamed this a long time ago over again. I'm starting on new dreams now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm starting on new. I
said, fucking that mic up.
Yeah. We going to, you know, meet me outside.
Okay, Jessica brought up a good point before we left about, like, thinking about the bigger picture. Because clearly you got the drive. Clearly you got the passion. Clearly you locked in. Like, you came out here trying to figure it out, and now you figured out the formula. Are you really putting thought into not allowing yourself to get overshadowed by this TV personality that at some point may be really smaller than the next step you're going to take or where you want to go?
Exactly. And I am, because, like, I look at it just like as another check. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and I'm not trying to let no check stop me from getting another check. So I'm not going to allow Love and Hip Hop or anything that I do on the show get really overdo anything that I really got going to and my real life, like, you know what I'm saying, that's going in real reality. Like, you know, like, I'm thankful for, like, Mona, VH1, Viacom, all the people, all the, you know, whoever,
all the white folks in
all
control,
all the nice looking white folks and Asian people, because it's cute Asians too. But I just feel like, you know, I've done what it takes. I feel like I did great this season. I feel like the season was lit. Like, and I feel like it, you know, I put a good stamp on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like in next season, I have a, like, you know what? I was a season one bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got to say, I was a season one bitch.
I like how every time somebody threw some shade at you, you just, like, absorbed it, owned it, and kept moving.
Yeah, because why? Like, why sit there and what? I'm going to cry about it? No, bitch, I'm going to tell you. I did it. I slept on that couch. But what couch was you sleeping on while you were sucking dick?
But you're not, you're not going to have a baby by Monice next season.
Oh, honey, no. I wouldn't. No, Monique's look like she needs to get back on some dick, but it won't be Zell Swag.
Okay, so you're an artist now.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I always been an artist, you know? You know, like, I'm, you know, being a stylist is just like being in arts of anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I always have been into music and just, like, loving sounds and words and, like, you know, and just, like, everyone knows how shady I am. Like, so, like, I just always felt like, let me put that shadiness on the, you know, on the track. Like, you know, I work with some of the greatest people in, like, and like.
Did you work with A1?
No, not yet. But A1 said he got a track for me, so I'm waiting.
That's good. He's a beast.
I'm waiting. A1.
So have you already recorded the song?
Yeah, I have a drip. It's dropped on Monday. What you mean?
It dropped this Monday.
Next Monday.
And it's called what?
Dripping.
And so what is dripping? Because I dripped twice. That was a visit to Kaiser Permanente. when you say dripping, what is that?
Like,
to explain the song.
You know, just like, you know, how
dripping
I
in gold and all.
Like,
that.
And
I just, like, this, my swag is just like, I have a dripping swag, just like, just lit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Look at his grill. He got the drips.
See, he got the drip. He still got a little dripping.
Shout out to the branding. So, right. are you going to go all the way with the video?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely pushing it. Like, I have even people talking about giving me a single deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Zell Swag.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Well, when we close up, we definitely want to hear it. Well,
yeah, definitely. You got to hear it.
So that single
deal. Let me tell you, this first song, it is like a diss beef type of fun record. So, you know, it's a little, you know, if you watch the show, you'll get the song really well.
So listen, so it's a single. So you're talking to folks about doing a single deal. You're publicly close to K Michelle, who has a label deal at Atlantic Records.
Yeah, she's definitely one of the people in support of everything.
We try to figure it out.
Shout out to K Michelle. I love her. She's been very kind.
She's been very supportive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, you have been probably the most wild guest.
He's in the top three for sure.
She's for sure.
I enjoyed it.
And I appreciate the honesty. I know there's going to be blowback for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Boy.
I really don't even think about shit like that. Like, I'm like, okay, on to the next.
Yeah, I don't think I've paused this many times in a show.
Oh, okay.
But I appreciate you for being open, for being honest. I'm happy that you have grinded and I can tell that you're just spiritually locked into where you're going, but don't let nobody take you off your path.
No, yeah, I'm definitely trying to stay straight.
Blessings to you,
know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be straight.
I might. You never know. I might try to steer straight.
You need to stay straight out of my friend's DMs is what you need to do.
Which one?
Because you know what's so crazy? I'm not gonna say no.
Which ones would you know we slide? You know, don't let me see something on the Explorer page.
I'm not gonna say no names.
So if you know and you don't respond.
I'm not gonna say no names, but because of Zell Swag, we do less smasher passes on Hollywood Unlocked with people that I'm trying to get their attention.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you a couple questions. Smash, marry, kill. Chris Brown.
Okay.
Jessica White's ex, Trey Songz.
Okay.
Or Dave East.
Oh, that is a, oh my God. Like, what would you, like, I might want to get one of them with a song with me and name like that. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let me see. I see, Dave East looks so fucking good right now, but like, you know what? I'm killing Trey Songz. I'm just going to knock that out. I'm sorry. I know that's your boo.
No, that's not my boo.
I mean, left old boo. She's like, no, that ain't my boo. But like, you know, I'm killing Trey Songz because he just like, his hair nappy and shit. I just wanna, this is so hard. I probably would fuck the shit out of Chris Brown. I probably would dog walk Chris Brown. I'm probably definitely a dog walk Chris Brown. Fuck him. And like, you have to marry Dave East because like, he just looks so sensual and just like good. Like, he like, he can be a model. I would just like dress him up as my little model.
First
and just
off, like, shout out to my boy Chris.
I would dog in a very nice, kind way. Like, I would like in a
you,
very nice way.
How you
like,
gonna dog walk
I would
a
wine
man.
And dine him. That'd be like one of the fucks that you like, you would wine and dine. Like Chris, take him out. Like, you can get this. Whatever you want. Like,
last
because
question.
I know right. I'm gonna get what right. I'm gonna get.
All right, Zell. Okay,
can I get one more smasher pass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, you have to smash one and you have to pass one.
Okay.
Usher or R. Kelly?
Oh my God, they both are like weird right now.
Okay, that wasn't even a fair one. I wasn't even
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want no diseases. I don't want to get pissed off.
Allegedly.
Okay, so.
Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So if you found yourself in a threesome with a few of your castmates, who would you choose?
A castmates. Oh, okay, that would be a good one. I definitely pick Miss Nikki, like, because I literally...
She's everything.
I want to smash so bad, like, which...
Yeah, she's really sexy.
I don't think she's taking me serious, but, like, I dead ass want to smash. Like, if she's like, okay, so you can smash, like, I'm over there. Like, Miss Nikki got to be a part of it, and, okay, I would want to fuck Miss Nikki, and I could have... trying to think what guy I could have sucking my dick. AD, honey, no. Sorry, Justin Bieber. Which one? It has to be for my cast. I'm trying to think of a guy that's like sexy.
Cisco?
Oh my God, just literally threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
You are so messy.
I would have to go with, once again, I have to go with Fizz, like me, Fizz, and
Miss Nikki, baby.
Miss Nikki, that might be.
I think that's a good choice.
We might need to get that popping. Shit.
This is why Zell. This is why Zell and I will never be able to be friends.
Yo, you shout called that grown ass man Fizzy.
No, I love Fizz though. Like, I got a lot of respect for him. Like, yeah, no, you know, I really don't want to fuck you, Fizz.
Well, on that note, no more questions. We out. Bye.
Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.